Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, he's covered the world, and now he's in our studios here in New York, looking very dapper, because he's going to be doing a lot of TV, but we're radio, so you can relax. NBC News veteran foreign correspondent Martin Fletcher is here to talk about his new book, Breaking News. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Hillary Clinton snapped Barack Obama's winning streak last night with three primary wins in Ohio, Texas, and Rhode Island. NPR's David Green, traveling with the Clinton campaign, says campaign officials credit what they see as a strong closing in the final days before Tuesday's vote.
They feel they were able to win over undecided voters in the last few days in Ohio and also in Texas. They feel that they were able to put a focus on who would be the better commander-in-chief. They ran an advertisement showing a phone in the White House suggesting that you want Hillary Clinton in the White House at 3 in the morning answering that phone. They made the case that she would be the better candidate as president to turn around the economy. They also really took some whacks at Barack Obama on his relationship with Chicago developer Tony Rezko, who's on trial right now. Also some hints that, in their mind, Barack Obama's opposition to NAFTA during the campaign was not sincere. These are things that Barack Obama's campaign has denied and said that Hillary Clinton was just going negative, but the Clinton campaign feels that they really made a strong case and they were able to really undercut Obama's appeal in these final days.
NPR's David Green traveling with the Clinton campaign. And while that camp celebrated last night over in Barack Obama's camp, they were counting the delegates. Even if Clinton wins every contest left, she will still have to work hard to overcome Obama's delegate lead, and the Obama campaign is banking on that very fact. Despite Clinton's key wins last night, Obama told his supporters he's on his way to winning the nomination. On the GOP side, Arizona Senator John McCain visits the White House today for a private lunch with President Bush. He hopes to return there as a full-time resident next year after sewing up his party's nomination for the presidency last night. Here's NPR Scott Horsley.
John McCain swept all four Republican primaries yesterday, winning enough delegates to guarantee him the GOP nomination. McCain told supporters in Dallas last night, now comes the most important part of the campaign.
To make a respectful, determined, and convincing case to the American people that our campaign and my election as president, given the alternatives presented by our friends in the other party, are in the best interest of the country we love.
McCain promises to present a stark contrast with the Democrats on issues such as trade, health care, and especially the war in Iraq. He also plans to keep holding the kind of town hall meetings that helped revive his once struggling campaign in New Hampshire.
NPR Scott Horsley traveling with the McCain campaign. And finally, the man who co-created the fantasy game Dungeons & Dragons and is widely seen as the father of role-playing games has passed away. Gary Gygax was 69 years old. He and Dave Arneson developed the game's medieval and mythical characters in 1974, and it quickly became a big hit among teenage boys in particular. The game spawned books, movies, and video games. Gygax was also an author who wrote dozens of fantasy books, including the Greyhawk Adventure novel series. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.